We're in the middle of Hilch Shabbos, on page 234, on Kofi Zayim Abayz, ending of Simon Shin Yabayz, regarding if someone has to relieve himself, with what could he wipe himself on Shabbos, related to Allah Chazam Mokhtzah, with the heter of Kavod Abriyas. Sifteh says, B'chava, Asli Panis B'stein Yer B'Shabbos, if a man has to relieve oneself on a plowed field on Shabbos, Shem Yov HaLashvui Gomes, he might come to smooth out the pits. And that was his friend's field. Then even during the week, it's forbidden. They should dash near the mekalkel because he's threshing his plowed field and he's ruining it. Says Mishbrus Sivkat and Chavdal. Forbidden to relieve oneself to stay near Bechulu in the plowed field on Shabbos, etc. He said the Shanachrashis. It's a field that was plowed, but Medes Lazri and it's ready to be planted. Which Sharatinas Chuzain says that's from Rashi. He says, look, the Be'alocha de Maskol Bestay. As Katizim Mishbur says, the Motzuba Oz, it's common then, Alida Kharisha through the plowing, the Regov Megumas. You have these mounds and these pits. Valkane, the Vachashin were concerned. Shem Meishi, upon the maybe when he's going to leave himself, Yishkach, he's going to forget. Vyitel Meragov Meshalafan, he's just going to take from the pile of dirt in front of him. Yashlech Lamakam Agumas, he might come to throw it into the area of the pits. Ramina, we say, if someone had a pit and he filled it up, Gavshush and the teller, he had a pile and he took it. So if he does it by buying the house, he's liable for building. That's how he's fixing the house, making a smooth floor. But he's liable for plowing, because thus he like smoothed out the surface of the ground, the Yitrablizri, and that's good for planting. And therefore, that's exactly what plowing is. So because of that, one should not go there to relieve himself. Siviyot, avon gedolos, large stones, from tzadin leisin kimin meishav chol, that people have positioned them in a way that they're like a hollow seat. Yishmalei masadus, and they sit on it in the fields. Mamakom miyuchel bezakis, in a designated place for a laboratory. Mutlad tzadin on yilado, position these stones. Mavagav the bin arayhu, although it's a temporary structure. Because of erabon, erabon were not glazed over them, which I'm covered with, because of the dignity of man to be able to relieve himself. These large stones, etc. Some say only if these stones already were prepared for this purpose from before Shabbos. Because of not, the prohibition of muktzah was not permitted for this. We only find that the permissibility was regarding wiping, not regarding building a structure. Sivkan lam vav, meaning the structure you can make, but not the muktzah part. Sivkan chav vav, the tzadidon. That you're allowed to go ahead and position them. That is to put the walls from either side. But to put a stone on top of both of them, that's awesome. That's a problem because of making a canopy after oil, although it's a temporary oil. They said, even that's okay because it's ultimately rabbinic and for Kavod Abriyas, we've been in the day. Simon Shin Yud Gimel. Tiltil Dallas, the moving of a door, v'chaloyin the window, v'manu on the lock, v'shabas and shabas, v'yut sibim, and there's 10 paragraphs. So continue on to structures. Sifal, v'kaka chaloyin. The board of the window, kugin loach, like a board, meaning it's like what closes up the window. Ayishar called the v'shah sism v'chaloyin, or anything else that closes up a window. V'chaloyin l'sasma, you could close it, I feel like mean the kosher even if it's not tied. We don't say that because of Alamina as if it's adding on to a structure. This only be thought about it from before Shabbos to close it with. So this is the way how we see a segue from the Halachas of Muktzah, which is regarding, as we were talking about structure, and also about having it prepared for before Shabbos. And the reed that was prepared, that was made for to close with it, in Tzarek Shikshin Badalis. You don't have to tie it onto the door. However, the malabin is similar to building. You use a chaloyin more than the window pane. It's not sufficient with just the thought that you thought about it from the day before. So you have to actually have it prepared for that. Something has to be done. Meaning prepared for the purpose of being a vessel. Should be fit for some utility. That reach should be like, let's say, fit to turn around olives, or let's say, by a gozen, like you crush nuts. And as you continue, It doesn't have to be fit for anything else. Like, once it was fixed, did an action, and you repeat it with that tzaka, that's sufficient. And it's called through this, now it's a vessel that its primary utility is for somebody permitted. And never mutl tal, that if you let him over, he can mention his mouth, and he can mention his mouth. This is the same in the Rambam. This is the same in the Rambam. A window pane. The fellow, the Rubish Magak, and even on the skylight, by the roof, Shari permitted to close it up. In the natural oil, it's not considered like, oh, you made oil now, you made a canopy. The oil for us, it's not true. The oil was already made. When you're closing up the skylight, you're only adding onto oil. You're covering over the space that was in the oil. And it's also temporary. This is brought in the Gemara. That they sealed off the window on Shabbos because of a dead person. So that the tumah should not enter into the house and contaminate the vessels. And that's specifically before the person died. That's only like we're saying over here, an addition of a temporary structure. It's not even called misakin yet. After his death, mikra chicken garment is considered a full-fledged chicken, and that's problematic. He disagrees and he holds the mikra misakin. That's not called misakin. They came to show you because the vessels that were inside when the moderator became tough. That only helps for the future. That whatever else is going to be in the house should not become tummy. That is permitted by the Magad, the Magad Magad, which Tirsha 1 brings. The theory he wonders on the Magad Ram. Why should it not be considered the closing of the window after the person died, like a Machitza Materis, like a partition that permits, and it's effective that things should not become tum from here and on? So who cares that at the time of the closing window, those things weren't over there? That shouldn't be a problem, because you're not allowed to make a Machitza that permits on Shabbos. Sivkan Beis. Malayim Rina Bechulu. And we don't say it's like you're adding on to a structure. Why? Since that's the norm, left table is good time to always open and close the window. So that's not a problem by Mbeli Rab, by Mbeli Alocha, and the Bimaschal Beloy. Sivkot and Gimel. So he said, but as long as you thought about it from before Shabbos to use it to close with it. This is effective. A film loyin established by Adam Oilman is that even if it was never used for this purpose. But Choshkin, although most of the Shtamash Mikvah was ready, if it was already used for this purpose, even one time, the Kfar Yorda Aleim Teres Kli, that means already have the status of a vessel, then it does not require even a thought. Shartin Oisbe says that's the Zavis in the Ran, and says the Shulchan Aruch says in Medina like him in Simishin Ches Sif Yud. Continues the Mishnah Berurah, says, you should know the other being the Eitum Erev Shabbos, this is going to have his thoughts. From before Shabbos, and the Dafka Mitavish Derech Labat, which is specifically something that the norm is to nullify it over there. Mitavish Derech Labat, something that's not the norm to move out with forever. If it's only temporarily, going begging the kids, because let's using a garment or something like that, they mutlist them, but then you let it close up the hole. If Allah died to Labat Shabbos, says Chayim, even if you didn't think about it from before Shabbos, because you're definitely not adding on to the oil, you're not being Mavat Labat, you're not going to keep it over there. So you've cut it down. Now regarding a reed, Shaskin the Bechulu, that it was prepared to close with it. Hainu, that is, Shatoichava Isla Das Bakaisa. What you do is that you stick it in by the door, in the wall. Now, Velish Shasogabai is Mizgeres. Not that you lock the Mizgeres or Shnei Hatzai Dels, the two halves of the door. So, in a way, it's similar to like a bolt. And Mavor Lekamei, that we'll explain later on, the Lemahan Lemakshav, but that a thought process is not effective enough. And therefore, there you have to actually. You don't. It's a sifkat and hey, in such extreme bechulu, you don't have to tie it on to the door. To achleim and nami in such bechulu, which should have to be also that you also don't have to tie it onto the door. But that's what the mechaber says. However, it is similar to binyan more than the window pane. There is not enough just with the machshava, and rather you have to sifkat and which is a knen lekach. Let's be prepared for this. I know that is as continue. The death of it has the kibbutz shetikna. Once it was prepared, yeshlam teretz kli. Now it has the status of a vessel, not just a reed. Yeshlam teretz binyan, and actually now it's goes out from the status of being a structure, as Dershu 5 says. From the reason that he writes later on, so according to Beis and Chafal, that's not the norm to establish put in a kli into a binyan, so it seemed to everyone that it's only temporarily. But it then says Mishmur Rakdul Rashi being the Davka, but according to Rashi, you need specifically Shay Rulish from Tashmash Acher. That it fits for some other utility. And then it's a kli, and then it's not a problem about binyan. You have to fix it elilinable, only that using it to close with it. So now it also has a halacha of a kli, and v'yetzim mitzvah binyan, since it's not like a reed anymore, so it's not structure, it's not building. Simchat and Zion. But you don't need it to be fit for something else. Now, when it's necessary, yesh lo kugur bin tam, one could be lino like bin tam, the chin sas mashochan ach le'ev sim chen chesav yod, like bin tam. That he says something that says unspecifically like him. So if cotton has mikri v'chulu, Rama said, and through that it's called a klish malach lehetter, because the malach is an ilahu lehetter, because now it's used for locking, which is something permissible. So if cotton has, and it's called al dekach v'chulu, through that a klish malach lehetter. Avakana, but a reach and basically by zaysim that they use for the crushing of the olives. Avakish in oilam, but even though they use it to lock. With Mikri Malach Le'es, it's called primarily, its work is something forbidden to be done. The Shabbos Kimi Shekar, Osakach, since primarily used for that, Hochanach Arev Teshmisha, then we would go after most of its utility. But here, that using it to lock, it's called Klish Malach Le'et, it's called Yudim Mutl Tatli, and if you're allowed to move it, and if there's a Filish Le'el Tzarek Kuvim Kami, even not for its place, or if it's for some other utility. Rak Tzarek Tzas, even just a little bit of a need. This is what Ramah marks, commissions by Le'ebus and Mishin Tzas. But in our situation, we're talking about regarding locking with it. That's for some permitted utility with it. Actually, it would be permitted, even if it just has the status of a vessel. Even if it was used for crushing the olives, because you could use a kli shem lach l'isra l'tzarech kufa.
And the maskel stay near that. We say you're not allowed to relieve yourself in a plowed field on Shabbos because you might come to smooth out the pits. So look at the taz that he writes that. It's the first plowing, and it's ready to be planted, which is from what Rashi explains within the Gemara. Now, it sounds like that by a regular field, which was not plowed yet, or by the second plowing after the planting, we're not concerned for Ashwui Gumas, even though the Etzim Isser of Ashwui Gumas applies in all cases, because it doesn't mention anywhere in the Gemara any relevancy regarding this. However, they were not glazed that you can come to smooth at the pits only by Esteinir. The reason is, like I wrote in the Mishnah Berurah, because by the first plowing, then it's very common to have these clumps. And it appears to me, says Rabbi Alocha, that's the Kavanah of the Prima Godim, because if not, his words are very difficult. The Meskel Bim Hayim, the Mechaber said that if it was his friend's field, then even during the weekday, it's forbidden. So look at Prima Godim, that by his friend's field, it's forbidden also by the second plowing after the planting. And Baba Kama, the Pei Aleph, sounds like that it depends on the dew coming down. Look over there. The Meskel Fulim in the Kasher. Mechaber said that you could close up the window, even if it's not, with the window paint, even though it's not tied on. Now, if it's tied on, then he brings from the Bach and Eli Rabba, that you don't even have to have a machshava from before Shabbos. And the Masa B'Lehem, meaning we don't say it's a problem of being Moisev al-Abinyan, so look at Mishbrusiv cut in Beis, which he referenced the Be'aloch over here. Now, if it's not meant to be open only at distant times, then it's actually forbidden. Because that's like adding on to an oil kavua. That's the Magen Marmrei Tzimkat Vav in the Prima Godim, and therefore we need then that the window pane should be tied on and suspended from before Shabbos. The Masal Huch Sheyachshiv that it's only if you thought about it from before Shabbos to close the window with that pane. Look at Beisayisiv that's the Maskon of the Rosh Nalik Duran, that you needed to have a Torah's Kli, like by the case of the reed, which the Mechaber brings later on. However, says the Be'aloch, I found that many Rishayim hold like him regarding this. That's the Ramban, the Mechamas, in Mechamas, the Rajban, his Chedushab, and the Maskana, and the Re'im, and Sevi'im of his, and therefore it's a Tzorch and Lamaisa, if you could be lenient or not. The Maskana, every Shabbos, you have to have thought about from before Shabbos to Lassusman, but to close it with it. That is, that since it's prepared for that, so there's no problem about Isra Tiltal of Mukta, is where it relates to the previous Sabanim. Because if not, it would be forbidden because of Tiltal, because of Binyan. That's not applicable by the closing window at all. That's how the Bach and the Prima Godim write. And according to this, what the Shulchan Aruch writes, L'sasma, by to close with it, that's lav davka. The same thing is, if he prepared with machshava for whatever purpose, it would be sufficient. That's how the Prima Godim explains. He also writes that if it's a kli, even if the kli shemach l'isser, for example, let's say a board that they organize in that, which is mutl tzeret kufay, then you don't have to have even the machshava. And that's what sounds like in the Rosh, that the reason is because it is a tiltal, and the Be'er Gor writes, the reason the Shulchan Aruch is like Rosh, because if not, it would seem like Moisev al Abinyan, which is a binyan issue, not a mukta issue. The Maskel Sheyiro L'Hapet B'Chulum, that the reed should be prepared, that it should be fit to, let's say, turn around the olives or something like that. And even though it was just designated for that, however, it appears to me, says the Be'er Halacha, that it's still not called a klish malach l'isser, because since it wasn't yet just a preparation in general for this. It says, I found in the Ish Lavram, he's also inclined, like I wrote, look over there what he differentiates regarding this. Some of the dirshus, dirsh number 19, the reason why it's not forbidden to relieve oneself on the field on Shabbos, because you're fertilizing it, therefore that itself should be like plowing. So Chaznesh explains, it's possible that since he's doing it in a klachayat, in a backhanded way, and he's not intending for that, so therefore it's permitted because of kavod habayis, because of dignity. Now, this is not forbidden to relieve oneself in the sadin there, because when the person relieves himself, he's also urinating. And the Be'er Halacha writes in Shem Lam Nevav, it's obvious that the Halacha is not like the Tiferet Yisrael, who writes that urine is good for fertilizing for the ground, and therefore when you relieve yourself, so you're fertilizing, it's like plowing. The Be'er Halacha adds on that meaning is not noig to be careful with this at all. Dish number one, there's what we said there. Dish number four, if the window had like some type of a pivot, like a bolt, the Pimgulim writes that even if the window is not meant to open up only at distant times, then you are allowed to close. It's obviously it's part of the structure. Dish number six, a tool that's utilized for two utilities, one of Isser, one of Heter. But Halacha wrote in Simon Shin Ches that it's not considered a klish malach l'isser, even if most of your utility is for a malach l'isser. He's inclined that it's not considered a klish malach l'isser. However, he brings it with the words of Prima Gondon and holds that if most of the utility is for isser, then it's considered a klish malach l'isser. And that's how he says some his words in Mishnah Berurah with the Sivkot Yud. According to this, what's said over here, that it's in a way that the kli is made from malach l'isser and not for closing the door, only in like a temporary type of way, which you sometimes use it for closing. Because if not, then it wouldn't be considered a klish malach l'isser.